From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA's Economic Research Service's newest report on food security shows improvement in 2021. Roughly 10.2% of the population faces food insecurity compared to 2020 during the peak of the pandemic when 10.5% were food insecure. Florida numbers were lower, showing 9.9% of the population is food insecure. The data showed that families living in rural areas have more problems with food security than those in urban areas. Fuel prices fell for the 14th consecutive week, down 3.9 cents to $3.64 per gallon, but the near-term future could be murky. According to Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan, with the transition to winter gas in the Plains and Great Lakes states, we have the potential to see the weekly trend of falling prices snapped. West Coast states also continue to see increases as refinery issues continue to percolate, preventing a downward move. DeHaan adds diesel prices could continue to ease after a much-needed jump in inventories. Legislation introduced recently would remove burdensome government regulations from the trucking industry. That's according to South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds, who introduced the Trucking Regulations Unduly Constricting Known Service Providers, or TRUCS Act. The bill would allow states to issue new small business restricted CDL, so entry-level driver training requirements would not affect small businesses. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.